Well, the New Orleans area now is covered with some pretty heavy rain. I'm looking at radar right now. The heaviest is not here yet, and that's expected, I guess, in just a little while. It's hard to say exactly when, but it looks like the eye. It looks like Houma and Cocodrie, and those areas are on the verge of the eye. So they're about to get into the eye. But what I heard earlier, I don't know, maybe this has changed, but what I heard earlier was that the eye was not that well defined. It wasn't like some eyes where, you know, it's like total paradise in the eye, and then all of a sudden it kicks up again. So I don't know, because I haven't been through it yet. But I guess if we get a taste of it later, we can talk about it. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us, and thanks for being with us. And, you know, our job is to do all we can to help you get through this storm. And we're here continuing to update you on Hurricane Francine. As you've heard, the storm did reach Category 2 as it reached the coast of Louisiana. Maximum sustained winds 100 miles per hour. They are going to dissipate once the storm gets inland. And since the storm is moving so rapidly at 17 miles per hour, that's good news. But it also means that it may get inland with slightly stronger winds than maybe if it was moving very, very slowly. We talked to Peyton Malone earlier, and he gave us a really great update and said that the New Orleans area should expect the worst of it 7, 8, 9, and 10 o'clock. And again, these are all estimates, but in about, there's a little less than an hour right now, we should really start to feel the tropical force winds. But I'm looking at radar now, and the big bands of rain that are ahead of the eye are just about to get to the New Orleans area right now. All right, we continue with our coverage, and we continue to update you on all the parishes surrounding New Orleans. This is not just about New Orleans, but we are here for all of you. And the president of St. Charles Parish, Matt Jewell, joins us on WWL. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, thanks for having me.
Sure. So how are things in St. Charles Parish?
Things are good right now. You know, we're watching this storm very closely. We just saw Peyton's post about 4 minutes ago that it officially made landfall as a Category 4. We use a system called, I'm sorry, a Category 2. A Category 2. We use a system called HurriVac and have also seen that same update from the National Weather Service. So, you know, look, we're really keeping an eye, you just said it a moment ago, on those really strong winds and the training rain that is quickly approaching our area. It looks like 7 to 8 p.m. is going to be around the worst for us in St. Charles Parish, and we're starting to see that deteriorate outside right now.
Yeah, are people being cool in St. Charles Parish? Are they staying off the roads?
From the most part, that's what I'm hearing. We're monitoring radio traffic. We're not getting many calls in at the moment. And look, we're encouraging folks to stay off the roads, not only now, but after the storm passes. We really don't want anybody going out sightseeing and, you know, just to see, you know, what has happened to the parish. There's going to be plenty of time for that. We want to allow that roadway space for people who absolutely have to be on the road, like our first responders, because we know we may have to go out and clear roadways. We know linemen are going to be out trying to restore power. So we just ask residents to just, you know, if at all possible, stay home and wait for tomorrow morning to be when it's a little bit safer.
Yeah, it's difficult because, you know, we understand human nature. I mean, you can feel that you want to go out there and you can have the instinct to want to go out there and see what happened with nature's wrath as it moved through your area. But, you know, we all feel that. So you're not unique in feeling that. But the best thing is don't act on that feeling.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. You know, if you want to feel the winds, you know, poke your head outside, you know, feel them. But most of the time, we want you to just stay home and stay safe. It's not a great time to be out there. And of course, if you're out on the road and you get to a spot where a tree has fallen and it becomes impassable, and it creates a dangerous situation. Yeah. That puts you at risk and then puts first responders at risk to have to come and save you. And we don't want that. It's unnecessary.
So Matt, what's the biggest challenge for you in St. Charles Parish? Is there an area of the parish that has a tougher challenge than another area?
You know, we've done a great job preparing for this storm, and this is the, you know, really one of the first times, you know, since I've been president that storm surge really isn't much of a concern for us. We've done some work down the bayou and up the bayou into Zalmans, just closing some gaps off in our berm. We've done a lot of capital improvement since Hurricane Ida that has left us better protected, but we do have areas of the parish. While we continue to make progress, you do still have those areas of the parish that are hot spots, what we call them, that tend to have, you know, street flooding, tend to be a little bit more prone to potential house flooding. And, you know, just coming off of the rain last week that we had, we know we had a good bit of it. You know, the ground isn't going to absorb as much water. We're getting more runoff, and we know that that's going to cause conditions on the ground to just deteriorate a little bit more quickly than they would, say, if the ground would be dry to start with. So, you know, our plan after the storm is to have our scouting teams who are placed throughout the parish to go out and scout the areas, especially if we get areas, we get calls from residents during the storm, and we'll deploy our people as needed and start responding as soon as it's safe to get out.
I remember Hurricane Isaac really just, you know, was just hell for St. Charles Parish. And you had that area coming in that was like Lake Pontchartrain was a factor. The marsh area was a factor. And Hurricane Isaac wasn't a big storm for a lot of people, but it really hit St. Charles Parish.
Yeah, Isaac just came off the Gulf, and you just had, gosh, it's over 40 hours, it felt like, of wind and tropical storm conditions, and that just allowed so much water to build up, like you said, in the lake, in the upper Barataria Basin. And, you know, that was a storm where our guys had to flood fight for many days. And so we're glad to see that this storm's moving a lot faster. It's going to get in and out. And for us, that means that storm surge isn't going to get up to us. You know, the models that we were looking at for Hurricane Ida were telling us 9 foot of storm surge. Into Zalmans, we ended up getting 4 foot of storm surge, 4.2 inches of storm surge for Ida. And now the modeling is telling us, you know, maybe 2 foot, maybe 3 foot of storm surge. I just think that's indicative of the direction it's coming in and the speed that it's moving, that it's just not going to bring that storm surge all the way up to us. And we're just blessed to have a little bit better of a location than, say, you know, our friends and neighbors in Lafourche and Terrebonne who are just right up against the Gulf of Mexico.
So, Matt, what are you feeling right now in St. Charles Parish?
You know, we're seeing some rain pick up. We're definitely seeing wind pick up, but we're feeling good about this storm. And but we want our residents to just stay inside, stay safe, to call us at our EOC if they need anything. Our EOC number is 985-783-5050. That's 985-783-5050. If they have any concerns and if we are able to respond immediately, we will do that. If they need emergency services such as fire and police, again, we want them to call 911 for those types of incidences. But anything that is parish-related, utility-related, drainage-related, call us at 985-783-5050. We're monitoring all of our pump stations here from the EOC, and we're going to respond if conditions are safe.
Yeah, that's the EOC number?
Yeah, that's our emergency operations center number. Again, 985-783-5050.
Now, Matt, you're the tall mayor, right?
Yeah, I'm the tall parish president.
Yeah. So can you dunk it?
I can, yeah. I can. At 6'11", I would hope so.
Yeah, I mean, there's not many people that have, like, a mayor. I mean, you're the president of St. Charles. I mean, not many leaders of a parish can dunk it, so it's kind of cool.
I think I'm the not only the tallest parish president, but the only parish president who can dunk.
Yeah.
We'll have to put that to the test one day after the storm.
Yeah, that's a good campaign slogan. Remember, I can dunk it. My opponent can't.
Anyway. Maybe I might have to use that one day.
All right. Listen, Matt, thanks for being with us. And you know, all kidding aside, it's a serious thing. And I remember what happened to St. Charles Parish during Isaac. And I hope things work out well for you. It just really, what I'm really pleased with is just hearing about how every parish president, everybody just seems to be really prepared, from New Orleans to St. Charles Parish to St. Tammany, to just all the parishes in the area. Everybody seems to be prepared.
Yeah, I mean, look, we definitely got a real-world event with Hurricane Ida, and as you know, which devastated not only St. Charles Parish, but most of Southeast Louisiana. So that storm really put everybody to the test, and I feel like everybody's in a better position, not only to prepare for storms, but to respond to them And, you know, we just really appreciate folks like you at WWL who continue to cover these storms before, during, and after, and getting the vital information that parish leaders need to get out to the community in a timely manner.
Okay. Matt Jewell, president of St. Charles Parish, the guy who can dunk it. Thanks for being with us, Matt.
Thanks, Coot.
Okay, let's go to Lewis. Do we have Lewis on the line? Okay, let's go to the president. Okay, we're going to talk to the president of St. Bernard Parish coming up here in just a few minutes. I'm Scoot on the air. If you do want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Here's a text that says it is picking up down by the coast. Wow, I would think that, I wonder if that's the Mississippi Gulf Coast, because the Mississippi Gulf Coast is going to feel this too. So, you know, be prepared because, the northeast quadrant of every storm is the most powerful aspect of the storm. That's just the anatomy of a storm. And so the Mississippi Gulf Coast is to the east of the storm. So it's gonna get hit, too. So we're just paying attention and continuing to follow the latest with Hurricane Francine. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Scoot, and we will come back with a lot more. We'll also get an update on St. Bernard Parish coming up next on WWL. Man, I like this version. This would be great for a Tuesday text-off. This is Santana doing a cover of the classic sport hit Stormy, which we played earlier, but this is the Santana version. Crank it up a little bit, Coleman. Scoot on the air. We continue our coverage of Hurricane Francine moving ashore right now. And again, let me just thank a few people before we run out of time. Coleman, our studio producer, show producers, Steve Geller, who's the WWL sports director. He's here producing the show. He's going to be on the air later. This is how we all pull together as a team. Cullen Steele is here. Executive producer Jordan Fiegel is here. Operations director, brand manager Diane Newman is orchestrating everything. Our brand manager has never experienced a hurricane before. Dan Barron is here, and he just felt like he needed to be here to support us. And Dan, we appreciate that. Chris Miller in news. Ian Ozan. Joe Cardosi, who usually does traffic on my show, he's doing news here. Newell is here. Tommy's here. I'm here. And yes, we're all here, and we're all going to continue to do the best we can to bring you through the storm. And we're always with you before, during, and after every storm. And we'll be back on the air. Coleman and I will be back with you from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., and we should know a lot at that point. Let's go to St. Bernard Parish, and St. Bernard Parish President Louis Pomes joins us on WWL. Louis, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Scoot.
So tell me what your experience in St. Bernard Parish. There are so many areas there that are low-lying areas and so susceptible to a storm surge. How are things going so far?
It's so far, so good. Everything is going pretty well down this way, other than we had some heavy rain showers. We did have a fallen tree that took out a power line, and we had about 360 residents that was out of power. For a very short period of time, a very short period. Energy arrived on scene within a half hour. The power was back on in less than an hour, so that was pretty good. On the eastern end of St. Bernard Parish, we outside hurricane protection. Our roads, we can still drive across the roadways down that way. And hopefully it's not gonna get any worse than what it is. We have some heavy rains going on right now, some good showers in parts of St. Bernard Parish. But our pump, all of the pump stations are in full operation right now. And so far, so good. No street flooding, just a couple of downed trees.
That's great because St. Bernard Parish has been hit hard by storms in the past. And, you know, storms that didn't really affect everybody else really affected St. Bernard Parish. So it sounds like you're ready for it, and it sounds like so far, so good.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You know, we've been working very, very close with just about every branch of government, you know, all local government, with the sheriff's department, fire department, school board. You know, it's amazing that you know, our state representatives and congressmen, it's from the state and federal level. I mean, everybody's been working together to make sure that we're prepared for this. And we don't just start this when the storms are coming. We start prepared for this all year long.
Yeah. Louis, you can't be president of St. Bernard Parish without knowing about fishing. So what does a storm do to fishing after, if people want to go fishing?
Well, I can tell you, hopefully it's going to bring the shrimp in. Yeah, it does. It normally does right after a storm when they go out. I mean, they load the boats down with shrimp, although there is no price on the seafood right now. But these guys go out and try to make that good catch right after a storm.
Yeah.
But, you know, the commercial fishing industry right now, all of these guys has to get their boats up in safe harbors, the most important thing for them right now. And then they're going to have to wait for the locks to open up to get back out. You know, and hopefully that they don't have any damage to their boats. Some of them didn't have time to get their boats into the safe harbor, and hopefully they're going to be okay.
Yeah, this storm really, I mean, it surprised a lot of us. I mean, I wake up one morning and, like, there's a storm that's going to become a hurricane that's, like, heading right for us.
Yeah, right at the end of hurricane season at that, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, this is like yesterday was the peak of hurricane season. So, you know, I know you expect activity, but this was one that came upon us rather quickly. Well, Lewis, I'm glad things are going well, and I appreciate the update from St. Bernard Parish. And if there's anything that happens, if there's any information you want us to get out to the people of St. Bernard Parish, please let us know and we'll get it out there for you.
That'll work. Thank you all so much. Appreciate
all right, Lewis. All right. Thanks a lot. You know, I wanted to mention that, you know, we're staying here for the next day or so. We'll at least be here through tomorrow. Tonight, we're all working different shifts to carry the station live through the night following the storm as it hits you in different stages. But we're all going to be here for the night and into tomorrow. And I got to tell you, Coleman, that hickory smoked tuna in a pouch is looking pretty good to me right now.
I was never a fan of tuna. I don't know.
Really?
No, I like catfish, but that's about it. That's catfish, crawfish, and crabs are like the only seafood that I eat. But I never liked tuna.
Ah, tuna's good. Yeah, tuna. Well, look, the tuna that you get, like you know, just a nice good tuna steak, is a lot different than the tuna in a pouch. But that's what I'm saying, that the hickory smoked tuna in a pouch even looks good at this point. All right, here is let's see. Here is a text that says. Coleman, thank you. Where is Ian? Ian Hoke, Ian had plans to go see Green Day in Dallas. Ian took off, he and his girlfriend took off this morning, and they got out this morning okay, and they are in Dallas, and Green Day is this evening in Dallas, so that's where Ian is. Here is a text that says, Scoot, it's great to hear you covering Hurricane Francine. I appreciate that. I'd rather be on the air not covering a hurricane, but if you appreciate it, then I appreciate that. Here's a text that says, Tennessee listeners are praying in Irwin, Tennessee. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for listening, and thank you for your prayers. I think we're going to be fine, but we appreciate that. Here is another text that says, the east side of the eye wall is approaching Lafitte Crown Point. Very stiff winds and rain. And it is dark. It looks like it's dusk outside of our studios right now in downtown New Orleans. So do we have to take a break here, or did we take our break? We took the break earlier?
It's up to you, either way we can work.
Okay. Well, we have another guest coming up here in just a moment. Okay. Well, we'll take a break, and then we'll come back with more. Yeah, all of this is very, very... fluid programming, because everything is not always set, but we're going to be here with you really throughout the night. Somebody will always be on the air live with you. And I mentioned those people who are behind the scenes, because my voice and what I do here on the air represents the work of a lot of people. So I wanted to just give them the credit they deserve. So, you know, again, it seems like we're going to be okay. That is an optimistic thought. It seems like we're going to be okay, but this is still a hurricane. It is still to be taken seriously, and I am so proud of really everybody in this area. And I know there's a few exceptions. You know, there's going to be a couple of people everywhere who are just going to be boneheads. But for the most part, it seems like from the officials to the citizens, people are prepared for this. And that just makes it so much better. It gives me confidence that we are going to deal with this and get through it. I mean, I know we're going to get through it, but it just seems like everybody is doing the right thing, which is really great news. So we're going to come back with more. If you do have a comment you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line It's 504-260-1870. So I found a really interesting song. You know, Riders on the Storm is a classic, but I found this very interesting version of the classic. Listen, it's Snoop Dogg. Well, you know, when you hear the lyrics of Jim Morrison, you just really can't help but think that this guy had a healthy relationship with drugs. We'll continue with our coverage of Francine on WWL. That's Snoop Dogg and The Doors. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back. There is calm inside the storm. It's the eye. And, you know, from what I'm seeing on radar, earlier I heard that the eye wasn't much of an eye, but it looks like a really well-defined eye to me. So, I mean, I guess we're going to find out soon how well-defined the eye is. Hurricane Francine has moved ashore outside of our studio windows in downtown New Orleans. It is dark and it is raining very hard. And the wind is starting to pick up. And again, the biggest part of this storm is going to hit New Orleans between 7, 8, 9, and 10. I've got a text here that says, I'm in Robert, Louisiana. Will I be on the left or right side of the storm? If you're in Robert, Louisiana, you might kind of be right in the direct path of the storm, maybe slightly to the east of the storm. But if you're in Robert, by the time it gets to that point, I would expect about the worst that the storm has to offer. The president of Tangipahoa Parish is Robbie Miller. He joins us on WWL. Robbie, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having us. I appreciate WWL and you, Scoot, letting us come on and talk about Tangipahoa Parish.
Sure,
Robbie. And Robert, and if Robert is in Tangipahoa, like you just said, either dead in the eye or just slightly to the east of the eye. So we're waiting for it ourselves. We've been waiting all day, and it's upon us.
Yeah. Tell me what you're feeling right now.
Just want to get it done. We've been here waiting, there's a little bit, not necessarily from here, but I guess across the parish, there's a little bit of PTSD from Ida, because we took Ida very, very hard. We know that this storm is not as bad as Ida, but, you know, when it first gets here, it might have some pretty good pack to it. So we're anxious to get through it and see where we are on the other side.
Yeah, it seems like everybody's prepared and everybody's being cool and staying off the streets. That's what I've heard. Is that happening in Tangi?
It appears so. We went out and went down to Manshack to check and see how that area was doing probably at 2 o'clock today, and it was pretty quiet. We were, you know, pretty close to by ourselves on the road, which is good, and we're asking our folks to, especially starting now, to go on home and you know, sit it out at home until we get through it, and let us come out and go check on everything and get the results of what happened and where we have issues, and let's put that information out and then start moving around if they need to. But to wait till we give the all clear would be the best.
Yeah, Middendorf's is right there on the water, right there on Lake Pontchartrain. Does it appear as if Middendorf's is going to be okay?
I'm sure they'll be okay. They have a sort of a levee system that they put in place, and they have it in place. So I would imagine that once it clears tomorrow, Horace will go down there and get all that out of the way and check out his roof and everything else and be open as quick as he can. He's a longtime pro at this.
Yeah. Well, at least there's going to be some diminishing of the winds by the time it gets to Tangipahoa Parish, but no reason to take it lightly, because the winds are going to still be strong enough to cause some damage and possibly power outages, and that's always inconvenient.
Well, we already have some power outages. We've had, I'm getting the list of, there's some probably road closures, but there's probably 5 or 6, 7 trees that have been down. Some of those are indicating power lines in them, and Entergy's reporting somewhere in the 4,000 without power already.
Yeah, it's a lot of people without power.
It is.
Yeah. Well,
so,
you know,
hopefully it was just, you know, branches hitting and not actually tearing up lines, you know, just some resets. Hopefully is what they have to do.
Yeah. Some of those outages can be fixed rather quickly, but some of them take longer. So hopefully it's a minor repair. But look, I appreciate you spending time with us. Is there anything else you want to say to the people of Tangipahoa Parish?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you guys for covering us, and to our folks, continue to pray. Stay at home and wait it out till we give you the all clear, and we're going to work our tails off to make sure that we recover as quick as we can.
And Robbie, if anything happens and you want to pass anything on to the people of Tangipahoa Parish, please call us and let us know. We'll make sure we get the word out there.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. Ravi Miller, president of Tangipahoa Parish. All right. Hollywood called us earlier. He's got an update for us. Hollywood, you're back on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
Good. What do you have for us?
My power went out without electricity.
Oh, man.
Wind blowing. Yeah, and it was miserable. My wife got some pictures. She took some pictures of the storm and all that. If you want us to send it to your studio, she can send it.
You know, you could send that to me. Send it to Scoot at WWL.com.
Okay, Scoot, WWL.com.
Scoot, yeah, Scoot at WWL.com. But you're doing okay? You're not feeling any effects of the eye, are you? It's not diminishing that much, is it?
No, the eye is like right over the house. And
the eyeball
is right over the house.
Oh,
and,
wow.
It's very windy. We got a lot of trees, branches down. Sugar cane went down flatter.
Mm.
The weather got a lot worse since the last time I spoke to you.
So. Yeah, I'm watching radar, and I was just watching it creep up on you, Hollywood. But listen, you guys stay safe, stay inside, take care of each other, take care of your property, and you know, when it's all over, let us know how you did.
And so far, it rained like 5.5 inches, but that was a little earlier. Mm. So I'm pretty sure it rained a little bit more than that.
Okay. All right, Hollywood, I appreciate the update. And send those, have your wife send those pictures to Scoot at WWL.com, and I'd love to see them. Okay, let's see. We're doing the best we can to give you the updates. I don't know when the next advisory is going to be issued. The last advisory was issued at 4 o'clock. And at 4 o'clock, you know, the winds, it was just coming ashore. The winds were at 100 miles per hour. Obviously, that is going to change now that the storm has reached land. And, you know, I'm sure you've noticed this, too. These storms are like just living organisms, you know, and they change and they evolve and they mutate you know, you're looking at it on a map, you know, it looks like an amoeba to me when you look at the weather radar, you know, with the center of the amoeba. I remember that from biology, and they are indeed like living organisms. Let's go to Will. Will, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
How are you?
How you doing?
Good. I'm good.
Hey, I'm going to tell you about Nash Roberts. Nash Roberts was one of the greatest meteorologists of all time. He was a Navy man, and he was also involved in the Air Force. He was the first guy, the first meteorologist to actually was a hurricane hunter. It was
really?
Called the AWACS system. It was a radar. Yes, it was a Boeing. I forgot the name of the plane. My grandfather, they used to play golf together. Him and golf. My grandfather used to play golf together. So I know this.
It looks like, to me, it looks like they use...
The radar system.
The
radar system.
Yeah, okay. The plane that they...
fly over the hurricane. That was the first hurricane hunters.
Wow. That's interesting.
That's Nash. They would take barometric pressures.
Yeah.
That's how they figured out how to hurricane hunt.
Yeah, interesting.
Nash Roberts.
Okay, it's
he was
cool.
Awesome.
Cool to know
and,
that.
And that's how he knew how to figure out to draw things on the wall to make you figure out where it's at, where the hurricane's going.
I know.
That's
remember.
How smart he was.
I remember the grease pencil. You know, he used to write.
Yeah,
that's
how smart he was.
Yeah.
He knew it because of the AWACS. He had radar before radar. We had radar. Mm. He didn't tell anybody we had radar.
Wow.
That was how slick he was. That's what made him so great.
Will, it's interesting to know that. I'm glad you shared that with us. Yeah, Will was talking about the plane, and I've often thought, you know, I'm fascinated with planes and flying and things like that. I soloed when I was 16, but didn't have the money to continue, and then, you know, got distracted with doing radio, and I never continued. But I'm still fascinated by all of that. You know, there are times that I feel like I would love to be on that hurricane plane. Coleman, would you want to take a ride on the hurricane plane into the storm?
No. I've seen Twister. I've seen Twisters. I've seen a bunch of disaster movies. I wouldn't trust it.
You know, I'm not crazy about turbulence, you know, although I know the planes can take it. But, you know, when there's like severe turbulence, I'm not crazy about that when I fly. You can imagine the turbulence when they, you know, go into the storm.
You would have to be a thrill seeker to enjoy that. It's one of those things where it's like, I appreciate the people that do that because they keep us safe.
Yeah.
But it's something I wouldn't volunteer for.
Yeah, I remember this plane used to be called an Electra, and it was like a turboprop plane, you know, rather short wings and kind of a full body. But I'm not sure if that's exactly what they use today. But I know in some cases they use jets.
But upon further review,
yes,
if the dollar amount looks correct, I may consider it.
Yeah, I was thinking about for nothing, you know, just doing it because you'd like to do it. I just think it would be interesting to go in the. Well, you know, you never hear about one crashing. You know, they always go in and they always come out. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, as scared as you might be in a situation like that, you feel like you're gonna, you know, you're gonna make it out. But you know, that's got to be some rough weather. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and we're going to continue. We're on 24 hours. We're going to continue through the night into the early morning hours, and we're going to stay with you every moment as Hurricane Francine moves ashore and is getting very close to the greater New Orleans area. You know, this is really like it's a positive message. I mean, it kind of makes us feel like we're not alone going through a storm. And we go through many storms in life. This is literally a storm that we're going through. But the good news is every storm runs out of rain. There is calm inside the storm. It's the eye. And, you know, from what I'm seeing on radar, earlier I heard that the eye wasn't much of an eye, but it looks like a really well-defined eye to me. So, I mean, I guess we're going to find out soon how well-defined the eye is. Hurricane Francine has moved ashore outside of our studio windows in downtown New Orleans. It is dark and it is raining very hard. And the wind is starting to pick up. And again, the biggest part of this storm is going to hit New Orleans between 7, 8, 9, and 10. I've got a text here that says, I'm in Robert, Louisiana. Will I be on the left or right side of the storm? If you're in Robert, Louisiana, you might kind of be right in the direct path of the storm, maybe slightly to the east of the storm. But if you're in Robert, by the time it gets to that point, I would expect about the worst that the storm has to offer. The president of Tangipahoa Parish is Robbie Miller. He joins us on WWL. Robbie, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having us. I appreciate WWL and you, Scoot, letting us come on and talk about Tangipahoa Parish.
Sure,
Robbie. And Robert, and if Robert is in Tangipahoa, like you just said, either dead in the eye or just slightly to the east of the eye. So we're waiting for it ourselves. We've been waiting all day, and it's upon us.
Yeah. Tell me what you're feeling right now.
Just want to get it done. We've been here waiting, there's a little bit, not necessarily from here, but I guess across the parish, there's a little bit of PTSD from Ida because we took Ida very, very hard. We know that this storm is not as bad as Ida, but, you know, when it first gets here, it might have some pretty good pack to it. So we're anxious to get through it and see where we are on the other side.
Yeah, it seems like everybody's prepared and everybody's being cool and staying off the streets. That's what I've heard. Is that happening in Tangi?
It appears so. We went out and went down to Manshack to check and see how that area was doing probably at 2 o'clock today, and it was pretty quiet. We were, you know, pretty close to by ourselves on the road, which is good, and we're asking our folks to, especially starting now, to go on home and you know, sit it out at home until we get through it, and let us come out and go check on everything and get the results of what happened and where we have issues, and let's put that information out and then start moving around if they need to. But to wait till we give the all clear would be the best.
Yeah, Middendorf's is right there on the water, right there on Lake Pontchartrain. Does it appear as if Middendorf's is going to be okay?
I'm sure they'll be okay. They have a sort of a levee system that they put in place, and they have it in place. So I would imagine that once it clears tomorrow, Horace will go down there and get all that out of the way and
check out his roof and everything else and be open as quick as he can. He's a longtime pro at this.
Yeah. Well, you know, at least there's going to be some diminishing of the winds by the time it gets to Tangipahoa Parish, but sure. No reason to take it lightly because the winds are going to still be strong enough to cause some damage and possibly power outages, and that's always inconvenient.
Well, we already have some power outages. We've had, I'm getting the list of, there's some probably road closures, but there's probably 5 or 6, 7 trees that have been down. Some of those are indicating power lines in them, and Entergy's reporting somewhere in the 4,000 without power already.
Yeah, it's a lot of people without power.
It is.
Yeah. Well,
so,
you know,
hopefully it was just, you know, branches hitting and not actually tearing up lines. You know, just some resets. Hopefully is what they have to do.
Yeah. Some of those outages can be fixed rather quickly, but some of them take longer. So hopefully it's a minor repair. But look, I appreciate you spending time with us. Is there anything else you want to say to the people of Tangipahoa Parish?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you guys for covering us, and to our folks, continue to pray. Stay at home and wait it out till we give you the all clear, and we're going to work our tails off to make sure that we recover as quick as we can.
And Robbie, if anything happens and you want to pass anything on to the people of Tangipahoa Parish, please call us and let us know. We'll make sure we get the word out there.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. Robbie Miller, president of Tangipahoa Parish. All right. Hollywood called us earlier. He's got an update for us. Hollywood, you're back on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
Good. What do you have for us?
My power went out without electricity.
Oh, man.
Wind blowing. Yeah, and it was miserable. My wife got some pictures. She took some pictures of the storm and all that. If you want us to send it to your studio, she can send it.
You know, you could send that to me. Send it to Scoot at WWL.com.
Okay, Scoot, WWL.com.
Scoot, Scoot at WWL.com. But you're doing okay. You're not feeling any effects of the eye, are you? It's not diminishing that much, is it?
No, the eye is like right over the house, and eye wall is right over the house.
Oh,
and,
wow!
It's very windy. We got a lot of trees branches down. Sugar cane went down flatter.
Mm.
The weather got a lot worse since the last time I spoke to you.
So, yeah, I'm watching radar, and I was just watching it creep up on you, Hollywood. But listen, you guys stay safe, stay inside, take care of each other, take care of your property, and you know, when it's all over, let us know how you did.
And so far, it rained like 5.5 inches, but I was a little earlier, so I'm pretty sure it rained a little bit more than that.
Okay, all right, Hollywood, I appreciate the update. And send those. Have your wife send those pictures to Scoot at WWL.com, and I'd love to see them. Okay, let's see. We're doing the best we can to give you the updates. I don't know when the next advisory is going to be issued. The last advisory was issued at 4 o'clock, and at 4 o'clock, you know, the winds, it was just coming ashore. The winds were at 100 miles per hour. Obviously, that is going to change now that the storm has reached land. And you know, I'm sure you've noticed this too. These storms are like just living organisms, you know, and they change and they evolve and they mutate you know, you're looking at it on a map, you know, it looks like an amoeba to me when you look at the weather radar, you know, with the center of the amoeba. I remember that from biology, and they are indeed like living organisms. Let's go to Will. Will, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
How are you?
How you doing?
Good. I'm good.
Hey, I'm going to tell you about Nash Roberts. Nash Roberts is one of the greatest meteorologists of all time. He was a Navy man, and he was also involved in the Air Force. He was the first meteorologist to actually was a hurricane hunter. It was
really?
Called the AWACS system. It was a radar. Yes, it was a Boeing. I forgot the name of the plane. My grandfather, they used to play golf together. Him and my grandfather used to play golf together. So I know this.
It looks like, to me, it looks like they use...
The radar system.
The
radar system.
Yeah, okay. The plane that they...
It would fly over the hurricane. That was the first hurricane hunters.
Wow. That's interesting.
That's Nash... They would... take barometric pressures.
Yeah.
That's how they figured out how to hurricane hunt.
Yeah. Interesting.
Nash Roberts.
Okay. It's cool.
Awesome.
Cool to know that.
And that's how he knew how to figure out to draw things on the wall to make you figure out where the hurricane's going.
I know.
I
remember the grease pencil. You know, he used to
write.
Yeah.
He knew it because of the AWACS. He had radar before radar. We had radar. Mm. He didn't tell anybody we had radar.
Wow.
That was how slick he was. That's what made him so great.
Will, it's interesting to know that. I'm glad you shared that with us. Yeah, Will was talking about the plane, and I've often thought, you know, I'm fascinated with planes and flying and things like that. I soloed when I was 16, but didn't have the money to continue, and then, you know, got distracted with doing radio, and I never continued. But I'm still fascinated by all of that. There are times that I feel like I would love to be on that hurricane plane. Coleman, would you want to take a ride on the hurricane plane into the storm?
No. I've seen Twister. I've seen Twisters. I've seen a bunch of disaster movies. I wouldn't trust it.
You know, I'm not crazy about turbulence, you know, although I know the planes can take it. But, you know, when there's like severe turbulence, I'm not crazy about that when I fly. You can imagine the turbulence when they, you know, go into the storm.
You would have to be a thrill seeker to enjoy that. It's one of those things where it's like, I appreciate the people that do that because they keep us safe.
Yeah.
But it's something I wouldn't volunteer for.
Yeah, I remember this plane used to be called an Electra, and it was like a turboprop plane, you know, rather short wings and kind of a full body. But I'm not sure if that's exactly what they use today. But I know in some cases they use jets.
But upon further review,
yes,
if the dollar amount looks correct, I may consider it.
Yeah, I was thinking about for nothing, you know, just doing it because you'd like to do it. I just think it would be interesting to go in the. Well, you know, you never hear about one crashing. You know, they always go in and they always come out. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, as scared as you might be in a situation like that, you feel like you're going to, you know, you're going to make it out. But, you know, that's got to be some rough weather. All right. I'm Scoot on the air, and we're going to continue. We're on 24 hours. We're going to continue through the night into the early morning hours, and we're going to stay with you every moment as Hurricane Francine moves ashore and is getting very close to the greater New Orleans area. You know, this is really like it's a positive message. I mean, it kind of makes us feel like we're not alone going through a storm. And we go through many storms in life. This is literally a storm that we're going through. But the good news is every storm runs out of rain, and we're expected to have a really nice weekend. So let's just get through this together. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on WWL. Right now, it is darker than it should be at this point. It's just about 6 o'clock. It should not be this dark. It is dark in downtown New Orleans, and you have been through this. If you're to the south of us, if you're to the north of us, you're going to get it. Hurricane Francine moving through the area right now. Tommy Tucker is coming up next, and he will be with you next to continue to bring you the coverage of Hurricane Francine, which I don't know if it's technically still a hurricane, but it's a storm. It's a strong storm, and everything that you're doing, you need to continue to do, and let's just be safe and careful. You know, my special thanks to studio producer Coleman and also Steve Geller, our sports director, who did a great job setting up a lot of our guests here. And this is one of those times when we all come together as a team. And, you know, WWL right now is a kind of a dormitory. We've got food set up and bed set up, and I'll do a little video of the station behind the scenes, and I'll post that on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And also, I'm going to take a few minutes to go outside and I'll do what I can to let you know what we're feeling in downtown New Orleans. But stay safe, and I guess we're going to be back on at 2 a.m. from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. So, you know, we'll let you know exactly what's going on. I'm Scoot on the Air. Thanks to everybody who has been involved in providing us with the information. And Tommy Tucker's next, and we'll be back later. Love you, New Orleans.